Not surprisingly, there's a lot of opposition to Skinner's ideas, some of it from the theorists that we've covered in this class. For example, there's a cute story about Skinner and Fromm where supposedly Fromm was arguing that behaviorism was relevant to understanding the behavior of pigeons, not people, and Skinner responded by conditioning Fromm to wave his arm up and down during a talk by smiling and nodding whenever he made the motion. Also, in a famous debate at the annual meeting for the American Psychological Association in 1956, Skinner and Carl Rogers went at it and argued for their respective positions. Behaviorism, a science that essentially argues that the same principles can be used to describe, predict, and control the behavior of people and pigeons, is directly antithetical to a humanistic position. Skinner, like Freud, was widely criticized, perhaps on account of the threatening nature of his ideas. Both Skinner's radical behaviorism and Freud's psychoanalysis are high in determinism. Behavior is determined by sources out of one's control. Though Skinner was more optimistic than Freud, he maintained that people can be conditioned to be happy and productive members of society. But still, how does the conceptualization of society as a giant Skinner box sit with you?